Okay, and welcome to Region 5 basketball here. We've got 2A girls basketball going on right now. And the Haynes Glacier Bears are struggling right now. They're just having a tough time all the way around. They trail by a score of 21-3 here. And we don't have either team out on the court yet warming up here. I'm sure the Glacier Bears are talking about it. But the Mischiefs, on the other hand, they don't want to come out flat and let the Glacier Bears back into it. So I'm sure their coach is talking exactly about that, too. Games earlier today, the 3A girls started out with a basketball game between Petersburg and Sitka. Petersburg winning that one. And so they'll play Edgecombe tomorrow to advance in the 3A girls' side. On the 3A boys' side, Mount Edgecombe winning that one by defeating the Petersburg Vikings 51-29. So Edgecombe and Sitka will square off to advance in that one. All right, finally the Glacier Bears come out of the out. They're on the court here. Now the Metlakatla Mischiefs are out on the court. Neither team's going out to really do much for warm-up shooting anyway. Glacier Bears 1-for-28 in that first half of play, while the Mischiefs were 10-for-30 at 33% rebounding. 24 boards for the Metlakatla Chiefs and 15 boards for the Haynes Glacier Bears. So the Glacier Bears are going to have to fight themselves back into the middle of this one. And scoring-wise, of course, Grace Jones got that one basket, but that basket didn't come off of an offensive set. It came off of an offensive rebound, and she put that up and back in again. So they just need to get their offense together a little more. Monica Hayward has 6 points. Henderson picked up 5. Guthrie picked up 4. And Kaylee Smith picked up 6. Glacier Bears' Cecilia Bauer got 1 from the free throw line. Glacier Bears were 1-for-2 from the line, along with the Mischiefs. They were also 1-for-2.
Yeah, we want to remind everybody we got full slate of games on KHNS today. We got Skagway girls coming up. We got Haynes boys versus Metlakatla, and then also Skagway boys coming up later on today also. So if you enjoy basketball in the Upper Lincoln Canal, you got a full slate of games here today.
All right, Glacier Bears are out on the court. Looks like the same starters that started the basketball game for the Glacier Bears: Jacobson, Jones, Bauer, Swinton, and Messerschmidt. And it's going to be the same starters: Hayward, Henderson, Guthrie, Wellington, McGilton, and Smith. Glacier Bears have the basketball. Bauer comes down right-hand side. Looks like a man-to-man defense now as they go into Jones. Comes back, puts it up, and it's going to be checked by Henderson, but and fouled also. So Henderson's going to pick it up. The Mischiefs come out in a man-to-man defense, which was just a little unusual. They've been doing really well with that zone defense, but maybe coach wanted to try something else. Grace Jones at the free throw line here, just beginning second quarter action. This one's on its way, back too hard off the back of the glass. No, not going to go. A little bit long on it, a little more arch to it. Grace will get it to drop. She'll have in a second here. She has the basketball now. Shot's on its way. This one is good. So Grace picks up one from the free throw line, and she's got 3 points in the basketball game. Full court pressure. Alley-oop inside, stolen away by Jones. She puts it up and good. So Gracie Jones gets an easy hoop out of it. And Coach Tim Shaw says, I've seen enough of this here. Things are a bit lazy. Glacier Bears get a nice free throw out of it and a nice steal on it. Glacier Bears still trail in the ball game, of course, 21-6, but I think Coach Shaw said, wait a minute, gals.
That took the Glacier Bears 14 seconds in the third quarter to equal their scoring output for the whole first half.
Yeah, so sometimes this happens when you build a big lead like that. You come out and they're kind of laid back, and things happen real fast. And the Glacier Bears have found themselves doing that a couple times now where they've had a chance to come back. All right. Now they're back out, and we'll see. Glacier Bears, I'm sure, are going to come out in that full court pressure again here. We'll see if the Mischiefs can break it. All right, McGilton gets the ball back inside to Smith. She's double-teamed, going to be hawked over there. She splits it, comes back out, gets it off to Knight Guthrie. She'll dribble it across. They come down the court, nice work back to Hayward, out to the top. Now Smith, she'll set the offense for the Mischiefs as they come around left-hand side. Looks inside, nothing back. Glacier Bears man-to-man defense, but they're dropping way back. They go right side in and back to Henderson. Stops, puts up the shot, off the glass, no rebound, down to Swinton. Swinton comes away with it, gives it back to Bauer. And Bauer takes a double dribble on it. Referees don't call it, however. And Jacobson comes up with it. She stops behind a three-point arc. Looks, nothing there, though. She'll go right-hand side to Swinton on the baseline. They go back out to Jones. Back out to Swinton. Back inside. She steps inside, takes a jumper. Good. Kaylee Swinton picks up two. So the Glacier Bears fighting their way back into it. Far right-hand side over to Guthrie. She slowly brings it across. Jones is, I don't know whether she got hit in the leg real hard or in the chest. We're not quite sure. She's just having a hard time right now. Anyway, officials over there talking to her. I think we're going to have a substitution checking back into the ball game. Looks like Jones is going to come out. It might be a cramp. Well, we don't really know, so we'll just have to wait on that one and see what it is anyway. And we're not quite sure who's coming into the ball game at this moment. Right now, it's 6:53 to go here in the third quarter. It looks like it's going to be Destiny Cowart. She'll check into the ball game for the Glacier Bears, and Grace will take a quick seat on the bench here, see how things are going. All right, they kind of pick them up half-court pressure now. Comes back to Smith. Smith, she'll bring it up, not across the half-court line yet. Now Jacobson will pick her up just as she crosses. Takes the dribble left-hand side, a little bit lazy on it. Jacobs almost makes the steal. Nothing going, however, has got three on the side. Kicks the ball back inside to McGilton, but Henderson ends up with it. And one of the baseline was Hayward, doesn't go. Comes back out to Guthrie down the lane, puts up the shot, and the foul. Well, she did the right thing. She had a lane there, and then, of course, Swinton had to come across, and unfortunately wasn't able to get there. The foul's on number 40, Kaylee Swinton. That'll be her second personal foul. And that'll send the Miss Chiefs to the free throw line. Got three at the line. This one side of them, no. She misses that one. She has 4 points so far this afternoon. She'll get a second here, gents. The Miss Chiefs have yet to score in this second half of play. Eyes the hoop. Lesson's on its way in and out. Back out. No rebound comes down to Swinton. So she'll get the ball back into Jacobson's hand. She'll dribble it across the half-court line. Smith puts a little pressure on. Smith reverses her dribble, keeps it alive, however. Goes left to Bauer. Bauer wants the lane. Doesn't get it. Back to Swinton. Takes the dribble down. Tries to go inside. Knocked away. Fight for it underneath. Ball's still rolling around, and Messerschmidt comes up with it. Swinton goes down inside to Messerschmidt. She loses the ball, ends up in the hands of Smith for the Miss Chiefs, and she's on the dribble. 6 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Smith holds it high over in, all alone. Oh, nice play, nice check that time by Swinton as she got there and got a hand on it. Good job that time. All right, Jacobson on the dribble, tries to go to the hoop. Checked by Henderson, back to Jacobson. She puts her own rebound, doesn't go. Messerschmidt comes up with it. She comes up short. Rebound ends up in the hands of Smith. Oh, Glacier Bears had a golden opportunity there. Smith still on the drive, goes to the hoop, puts up the shot, doesn't go. Rebound fought for, and Swinton comes up with it. All right, Glacier Bears quickly down the court to Cowart. She's under the hoop. Traveled on it, however, didn't call it. Comes back out to Bauer. Long three on the way off the back of the iron. Swinton comes around with it. Stop, had the shot, didn't take it. Now she does. Nobody's there inside the three-point arc, and good. So Kaylee Swinton gets a hoop. 21-10, 11-point lead by the Miss Chiefs now. They have the basketball. Hayward up across, kicks the ball over to Guthrie. Back to Smith. Smith calls out the play. Looks like number four. She goes inside to Henderson. Tapped away. Now Bauer comes away with it. Miss Chiefs are just kind of standing around. Bauer goes hard to the hoop. Draws the foul and doesn't get the hoop, however. She did the right thing going right to the basket and was able to draw the foul. That'll be her second foul. That's going to send Cecilia Bauer to the free throw. Cecilia has 1 point so far. 1 for 2 from the free throw line. Serena Badgley will check in here at the next opportunity. Miss Chiefs are kind of standing around. Glacier Bears getting a chance to get right back into this ball game here. This one's on its way. Good. So Cecilia picks up another one from the free throw line, and she's got two. Serena Badgley checks in. Jamie Messerschmidt will take a seat. All right. Cecilia out there. This one's on its way. In and out. No rebound. Comes back down in the hands of the Chiefs. That's Hayward. And she gets it back into the Smith's hands. She'll bring it across the half-court line. They call out play number one. Come to the right-hand side. Smith goes down the lane. Stolen away by Bauer. Bauer is going all the way to the hoop. Guthrie's chasing her. Bauer's down. Puts it up too hard off the glass. Rebound guns down to Serena Badgley. Up and in. Nice hustle by Serena as she got down there and followed that down. That's what you're supposed to do. You don't give up on it. You keep going after it. All right, looks like they're going to take a full time out here at the JD Gym here. So we're going to turn it back to KHNS. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Glacier Bear Basketball is supported in part by Alaska Power and Telephone, contributing to the technology that makes broadcasting basketball in Southeast Alaska possible on KHNS. And by The Parts Place, selling auto parts in Haines and Skagway since 1986. Go Bears!
Welcome back to Region 5 Basketball. This is Lyle Huff along with Doug O'Rood. We're bringing you the second half action between the Haines Glacier Bears and the Metlakatla Mischiefs. Glacier Bears making a big run at it here as they were able to score 10 points so far, and the Chiefs have yet to score a bucket in this quarter, so Glacier Bears' pressure is paying off. Now they go to Guthrie. She's on the dribble. They're going to try for the trap on the side. Guthrie versus it back nicely, however, as Nelson checked into the ball game. Still not across the half-court line. Now she gets across. Fought for. Going to be stolen away by Bauer. Bauer's all alone for the lay-in. See if she can get it. She does. Cecilia Bauer comes away with it. Glacier Bears now only down by 21-15 now. Glacier Bears down by 6. Back out to Guthrie. She takes the dribble out at the top. She's going to run the offense now for the Mischiefs. They go left-hand side to Nelson. Cutting across is Henderson. Stops, brings the ball back down. They go inside to McGilton. She can't do anything with it. She'll bring it back out to Nelson, all the way over to Guthrie. Guthrie calls out play number one. Glacier Bears in a man-to-man defense. Pressure's paying off. Now they go inside to McGilton. Drives down the lane. Going to be bounced off of her foot, but Jacobson hustles over, gets it, and now there's going to be a turnover. She moves her foot. All right, she had her trapped and stepped out of bounds there. Good play that time by the Mischiefs, forcing that turnover. All right, back out to Guthrie at the top of the key. Guthrie calls out to play again. 3:30 to go here in the third quarter. Glacier Bears only down by 6 now as they were able to come. They go to Guthrie down the lane. Stops. She's going to turn. She's going to lose it. Ball's tapped around. Who comes with it? And it goes out of bounds. The ball goes off of McGilton and out of bounds. Glacier Bears force another turnover. So they got a chance to really cut into the lead here if they can get a bucket out of it. All right, Jacobson with the dribble now. She'll get it across the half-court line. Stops, kicks the ball back out to Bauer on the left. Takes a dribble inside, puts up the shot. Henderson checks it, however. Rebound comes down into Wellington McGilton's hands. She'll get it across, and Guthrie will run the offense for the Mischiefs. Guthrie goes right hand side to Wellington McGilton. She just holds the ball high overhead. Now there's going to be a foul on it. Let's see what it's going to be. Number 3, Libby Jacobson. She was holding on that one, so that'll be Libby's first personal foul. And Kaylee Smith's going to come back in. Kaylee runs the offense for the Mischiefs. It's going to be their ball under their basket. 2 team fouls on each team. 21-15, Mischiefs with the lead and the basketball. They break down the lane. Nothing going all alone. And up. This is a lay-in. Howard was Hayward. Rebound comes down to Serena Smith, or Serena Badgley, and she'll get the ball back off quickly into Jacobson. Cross court to Swenton. Takes a couple of dribbles along the baseline. Loses the ball. Howard gains it back. Comes back out to Jacobson. Jacobson drives inside. She wants to go inside to Coward. Back out to Swenton. Forces the shot. Puts it up. Off the front of the iron. No rebound. Fought for. Comes back into the hands of Guthrie. One more step and she'd have had a nice, easy little jumper out of it. They go left-hand side to Smith. She holds the ball high overhead. Cutting lane. Down the lane was McGilton. They like that play as they come off the weak side, getting that cutter going down the lane, but the Glacier Bears have adjusted a little bit. 2:15 to go here in the third quarter. Hayward goes down the lane. It's tapped away. Rebound comes back down and going to be a foul on it, which basically saved a bucket for the Glacier Bears here. All right, that'll be her second personal foul. So Libby's picked up a couple quick fouls in there, but she's got to stay in the ballgame for the Glacier Bears. Looking. Alley-oop outside. They go to Guthrie way beyond the three-point arc. Serena Badgley puts a little pressure on. Over to McGilton. Long three on the way. No. Rebound fought for underneath. Bauer comes away with it. She's on the dribble, loses it, bounces around on the floor. It's going to be tied up. Everybody dives on it here. Alternating possession is going to go to the Mischiefs on that. Grace Jones back into the ball game. They got her ankle taped. I saw her working on it when I was down there, so that'll be good for Grace Jones to get back into the ball game. She's a hard worker. All right. Matt has yet to score in this quarter. 1:50 to go here in the third quarter. It's a cross. They got her trapped. Kick to the cross. Goes to Bauer. Bauer's on the dribble. She goes to the right-hand side. Kicks the ball back across to Jones. Puts it up and in. So Grace Jones checks in the ball game, and she's got 7. Glacier Bears only down by 4 now. 1:40 to go here in the third quarter. They kick the ball across. Going to be stolen away again by the Mischiefs. All alone is Grace Jones. Traveled.
Need to mix a dribble in there, Grace.
She needs a little dribble in there. The Mischiefs are just not playing good basketball right now, and the Glacier Bears are taking advantage of it. Mischiefs, full court pressure. They come back out to Guthrie. Looks at the hoop. She stops, goes across the lane. Badgley puts a little pressure on. Guthrie keeps going. She kicks the ball back down to Henderson. Goes out of bounds and off of Henderson's knee. She wasn't ready for it. All right, Glacier Bears can cut into the lead again. All right, Glacier Bears with the basketball. Jacobson goes left-hand side to Bauer. They go across, knocked away. Ball comes into the hands of Smith. Finally ends up in the hands of Guthrie as it bounces around a little bit. Glacier Bears turn the basketball back over. Miss Chiefs have yet to score in this quarter with 1 minute to go. 21-17 score. They go right-hand side to Wellington McGilton. They come across, stolen away by Jones. Kicked back inside to Hayward. Kicks the ball back across to Smith. She loses it back into Jones' hands. Jones is on the dribble. She goes all the way down. Could have easily been a foul on Serena Badgley as she was holding. Rebound comes back down in the hands of Hayward. And she's quick down the court. Stops. Reverses her dribble. She'll bring the ball back out to Wellington McGilton. Smith will call the play. Serena was just holding her the whole time. Smith goes hard to the hoop, gets the ball back, stops, puts up the shot from about 6, a little bit long. Badgley comes away with it, and quickly down the court comes Bauer. Bauer's on the dribble, left, comes up, puts up the shot, blocked, however, nicely by Wellington McGilton, and the Mischiefs have the basketball. I don't think they know there's only 7 seconds left in the quarter. Comes down to Smith. She stops, reverses the dribble, puts up the shot, a little bit short, rebound fought for, and Cecilia Bauer comes away with it. Glacier Bears with a big run in that quarter, finishing with 17 points, and the Metlakatla Mischiefs have yet to score in the second half of play. So we're going to turn it back to the KHNS studios for 1 minute. We'll be back in 1 minute.
Thanks, Lyle, and give us that score again if you can when this next quarter begins. And you're listening to KHNS, Haynes, Skagway, and Klukwan with great regional action on this afternoon's first basketball game broadcast. And looking forward to several games today as we begin the regional action and lots of exciting basketball to enjoy and to bring to you, our loyal listeners on KHNS. We'll go back to Doug for the fourth quarter and of this game number one in just a few seconds.
Thanks, Bill. Welcome back to Junior Douglas High School. Start of fourth quarter. You know, things are looking pretty bleak for the Glacier Bears at halftime, down 21-3, but they clawed back with a 14-0 third quarter. Now they just trail Metlakatla by 4, 21-17. As we start this final quarter, Glacier Bears want to stay in that winner's bracket, get a chance to play either Craig or Wrangell. They'll play either Craig or Wrangell either way. It's whether or not they're going to play the winner of the game or the loser of the game. And the Glacier Bears will start the fourth quarter with the basketball. Got Swinton, Jones, Bauer, Jacobson, and Messerschmidt for the Glacier Bears. Smith, Hayward, Wellington, McGilton, Henderson, and Guthrie for the Mischiefs. Jacobson comes right-hand side to Swinton. Swinton down on the baseline to Jones. Jones back out to Swinton. Swinton drives in, stops from 12. Up and good, Kaylee Swinton. She's got 6, and it's a 2-point lead now. Glacier Bears fighting back as well as they can, making a ball game of this one. Guthrie against full court pressure from Jacobson. Off to Wellington McGilton, far right side. Cross court pass to Hayward. Hayward up, leaves that one short. Henderson down with the rebound, puts it back up. Swinton down with the rebound, fighting for it with Hayward. We've got a jump ball, and it'll be Metlakatla basketball on the alternating possession. So Metlakatla basketball, looks like Wellington McGilton will handle the inbounds pass. Glacier Bears man-to-man defense. Bauer will be on the inbound pass. We look, got a cutting Smith, not to her, out to Guthrie, far right side behind the three-point line to Henderson with an 18-footer. That one's wild. Rebound comes down to Jacobson. Jacobson pushing it up into the front court. She's stopped at the three-point line. She'll back it out, go left side to Bauer. Glacier Bears with a chance to tie or take the lead here. Bauer comes over, sold away by Hayward. Hayward got Jacobson to beat. Jacobson's going to try and reach in there instead of drives me nuts with these girls. They just kind of run alongside of them, trying to time it up and reach in there. Hustle your butt, get in front of them, put your feet down, and take the charge. So that's going to be Libby's third personal foul, and I'll send Monica Hayward to the line, shooting two free throws. Last thing you want to do is give momentum, get her started from the free throw line. A lot of times that's all it takes from a shooter, make one or two from the free throw line, and that one rims out. Still two-point lead. Now we got Natalia Taylor checking in for Jacobson. 7:01 left, fourth quarter, two-point ball game. 21-19, Metlakatla Mischiefs by two. Monica Hayward at the line for her second. She's got 6 points in the game so far. Make it seven as she makes her second one there. That's the first point they've scored here in the second half. Definitely a tale of two halves. Glacier Bears couldn't score in the first half. Metlakatla struggling here in the second half to score. Swinton on the right-hand side. She tries to drive baseline, gets it down to Jones. Jones up with the right hand, up and good for two. Grace has got nine, and we got a one-point ball game. Full court pressure by the Glacier Bears. Smith over the top to Wellington McGilton. She's across the 10-second line. Now she'll back it out. Cross court to Guthrie. Guthrie up top to Smith. Smith calling out the play. She's got Taylor guarding her. Looking comes left-hand side, nobody there. Threw that one out of bounds into the bench. And you can see people kind of starting to talk to each other out there on the court for the Mischiefs, not really understanding where they're at. Bauer back for the Glacier Bears. Another chance for them to take the lead in this ball game. Bauer comes right-hand side to Swinton. Almost stolen away. Swinton's able to recover it. Gets it back up top to Bauer. Left side to Taylor. Off of her hands and out of bounds. Boy, Glacier Bears, you can tell they're a little bit antsy that time. After fighting back from an 18-point deficit, they're down one. Had a chance to take the lead that time. Both times they've had a chance to take the lead, they've kind of stumbled with the basketball. We've got a timeout on the court by Metlakatla. It'll be a full timeout, so we'll send it back to the studios at KHNS for a minute.
Wait to remind them.
Region 5, girls 2A basketball. Glacier Bears playing the best basketball here in the second half that I've seen them play all year. It's nice to see them, even after that first half where a lot of teams probably would have given up and rolled over, they came out battling here in the second half and are putting forth quite the effort, and they've got a chance to win this one down 22-21, 6:13 left in the quarter. Let's see if they can complete this comeback and get themselves a win. Guthrie across 10-second line. She's quickly double-teamed by the Glacier Bears, and, boy, bad foul by Libby Jacobson there, 45 feet from the basket. She picks up her fourth personal, getting a little over-aggressive on that defense.
They had her double, too, down there.
Just keep the hands up on that one. Inbounds to Smith. Smith calling out the play again. She gets the screen up top. Going to roll to Hayward, and off her hands, cross-court to Guthrie. Guthrie is going to back it back out to Smith, reset the offense for the Mischiefs. Now they're going to try come left side to a cutting Guthrie. She goes in, has that shot blocked by Swinton, but I think they got Jones on the foul. They are going to call that one on Grace Jones. That'll send Guthrie to the line. She's 0 for 2 from the free throw line so far. Well, we got a break here. We want to remind everybody what's coming up on KHNS. They'll have the Skagway girls game immediately after this game. And then the Haynes boys game will have a live feed on the KHNS website. Guthrie makes her first. She's got 5 points, stretches that lead to two. And then immediately after the Skagway girls game, they'll have the Haynes boys game being aired for in its entirety on KHNS. Second shot is off, rebound by Jacobson. Quickly up into the front court. Jacobson circles around the top of the key, setting up the offense, goes left side to Bauer. Bauer on the dribble, high post to Swinton. Swinton, one dribble, bounces it down to Messerschmidt. Messerschmidt up off the glass and good for two. Jamie Messerschmidt, her first two, and we're tied at 23 with 5:27 left in the game. Smith over to Hayward. Hayward trying to make something happen, dribbles in the lane out to Guthrie. Guthrie, hand off to Hayward, briefly knocked away from her by Jones. Now to Smith. Smith up top to Guthrie. Smith's going to grab the ball, come back up, reset the offense for the Mischiefs. Guthrie high post to Henderson. Nice give and go, couldn't handle it. Jones down with the rebound, scoops it up to Swinton. Up ahead to Bauer, Celia Bauer. She's going to attack the basket, pulls it out to Jacobson from 12. Front rim, rebound to Smith. Smith back to Wellington McGilton. No, great opportunity for the Glacier Bears to take the lead that time. Now they're going to need another stop defensively. Smith looks at the bench, gets a call from the coach. High post to Henderson. Henderson turns against Swinton. Now she's going to back it out behind the three-point line. Looking for some help. Comes left side to Smith. Smith looking for Wellington McGilton. Can't get it to her. Now to Hayward. Jones went for the steal. Hayward had wide open shot. She misses that one. Wellington McGilton gets it. Rebound comes back into Hayward. Hayward, she misses that shot. Bauer down with the rebound. Has it stolen from her. Jacobson comes up with it. Gets it to Swinton. Jacobson's going to be fouled by Smith. That'll be Smith's third personal foul, and the Glacier Bears have the ball. Boy, a lot of opportunities there for the Mischiefs. They couldn't buy a bucket in close. Glacier Bears came out fortunate with that one. They kept battling, got the rebound. Now Jacobson on the dribble. Glacier Bears' chance to take the lead again. Bauer tried to get it to Swinton in front of her. Henderson picks it up, gets it up to Hayward. Hayward drives on the right-hand side, up, leaves that one short. Jacobson down with the rebound for the Glacier Bears. She's got three on two numbers. Comes over to Swinton. Swinton drives in on the right-hand side. Up with a shot. That one's off the front rim to Henderson with the rebound. Glacier Bears might have been better off that time bringing that one back out, running some offense. Smith on the dribble for the Mischiefs. Calling out the play. She comes across the 10-second line. Smith high post to Henderson. Then Smith cuts. Henderson turns. Backs it out. Looking for Entrepeth, almost stolen by Grace Jones. Hayward steps into a 17-footer and makes the shot. Monica Hayward's got 9 2-point lead for the Mischiefs. That's their first bucket here in the second half from the field. Jacobson up for the Glacier Bears. Comes right-hand side to Swinton. Swinton drives baseline, gets it to Jones. Back out to Swinton. Swinton with an 18-footer. That one's way long off the side of the backboard. Hayward down with it. Smith. She's going to take the air out of the ball now. She's going to slowly walk up the court. Badgley going to be checking in at the next dead ball for the Glacier Bears. Smith has Jacobson on her. 2:45 left in the ball game. 25-23, two-point lead by the Mischiefs. Smith gets past Jacobson into the lane, hands it off to Henderson. Henderson up and good for two. Great play that time. Drawing the defense and dishing it off before the Glacier Bears could fully rotate. Four-point lead. We got a 27-23 lead, 2:30 left in the fourth quarter. We'd like to thank our underwriters. Thank everybody that supports Glacier Bear basketball on KHNS, Lutec Lumber, White Rock Nursery, Southeast Road Builders, Olrud's Market Center, Hauser's IGA, AP&T Haynes, The Parts Place, Chilkoot Indian Association, Captain's Choice Motel, and Bigfoot Auto Service. Thanks to all you Glacier Bear supporters up in the Upper Lynn Canal.
All right, 2:30 to go here in the basketball. Haynes Glacier Bears fighting their way back into it again. Shooting statistics here, the Mischiefs only able to get two buckets so far in this second half of play, and both of those coming here like in the last 25 seconds here. So Glacier Bears need to tighten up their defense a little bit. They're talking about it, I'm sure, right now as Coach Elliott's got the gals around there, and he's being pretty animate about what he wants them to do.
And they got a change in the schedule. The Haynes boys game isn't going to be on until much later today, so anybody wants to listen to the Haynes game live, they're going to have to find a computer, find somebody with a computer, because they're going to have the Haynes girls, then we're going to have the Skagway girls, Skagway boys, and then they're going to air the Haynes boys game. so it's going to be much later. So find somebody with a computer and try and listen to it as close to live as possible on the KHNS website. So Glacier Bears back out on the court. Serena Badgley into Jacobson. Glacier Bears facing a four-point deficit. Jacobson gets it in. She's going to be tied up by Smith. And so Glacier Bears on the alternating possession. Jacobson a little over penetration that time. Got a little too deep against that zone. Allowed the double team to come over and tie her up. Swinton into Jones. Jones up top to Bauer. Now we're going to get back to Swinton on the baseline. She's going to let fly with a three-point shot. In and out. Badgley down with the rebound. Badgley tries to get it out to Jones, but Jacobson comes away with the basketball after it bounced through several hands. Bauer comes right side to Swinton. Swinton steps into another three-point shot. Back rim. Ball fought for. Badgley comes down with it. Bauer with a 17-footer. That one's high off the backboard. No good. Henderson down with it. And off to Guthrie. Glacier Bears need to start converting some of these shots here. Minute 51, crunch time now. They made a great effort to fight back. Let's see if they've got enough legs in them to complete the comeback. Smith, left side to Guthrie. Mischief's being just real patient with the basketball. Guthrie's got Badgley guarding her. And now Badgley's going to throw it out of bounds. Ball comes back to the Glacier Bears.
You need to come to the basketball. Don't go away from it. They've done that three times now.
Several times now that they've thrown that ball away, but that's to the benefit of the Glacier Bears. Jacobson on the dribble. Up top to Bauer. Bauer comes right-hand side, gets a screen from Swinton, tries to pass it in, deflected. Jacobson off the back rim, no good. Rebound comes down to Hayward. Glacier Bears shooting gone cold here right when we need it to complete this comeback. Smith on the dribble. Again, they're going to take the air out of the ball, go real slow with it. Smith gets past Jacobson, she barrels into the lane, out to Hayward, and her shot, long battle for the rebound, out to Wellington McGilton. Her shot, front rim, rebound by Jones. Jones pushing it up into the front court. She's cut off by Smith. Gets it to Badgley, Bauer. Jacobson lets fly from three-point range. Glacier Bears do not need a three-pointer. They keep taking these threes. They just need to get a two-pointer and get a stop. Fouls on number 12. That'll be Grace Jones. Swinton took those 2 3-pointers when they didn't need a three. Now Jacobson, the Glacier Bears need to get back to what they're doing, attacking the basket, getting them down low. So 45.6 seconds left, 17 fouls on the Glacier Bears. That's Jones' third personal. So we'll be going to the other end of the line, shooting 1-1 with Kaylee Smith. The winner of this game will play tomorrow at 6:45. The loser will play 8 o'clock in the morning tomorrow. So those are potential times for Lady Bears basketball. Kaylee Smith at the line for her first free throw. That one's off. Rebound comes down to Jones. Jones quickly up ahead to Bauer. Bauer to Jacobson. Jacobson from 14. Back rim. Rebound comes down to Badgley. Hustle for it is Bauer, but she's going to step on the line. And so Glacier Bears going to need another stop here. We got a timeout by the Glacier Bears. This will be a 30-second timeout, so we'll keep it here.
Well, just like Doug mentioned here just a second ago, the Glacier Bears, they win this one. They play at 6:45 Thursday. The 2A schools get kind of the prime time Thursday. And if they lose that one, then they'll play at 8 o'clock Thursday morning. So we're just going to have to wait and see how this one comes out. We'll let you know what's going on. And Doug already mentioned the fact that, you know, our boys are going to be playing right after this one. So lots of basketball to go for the Haynes Glacier Bears here.
And those of you tuning in looking for that boys game coming up, reminder, get to a computer if you want to listen to it, because KHNS.org, they'll have that streaming live. You folks up in Skagway will be having the Skagway girls and then the Skagway boys coming right after this for your feed. So
33
Glacier
seconds.
Glacier Bears coming back out. They need to stop here. They're going to come out full court pressure. Smith will inbound. She's got Wellington, McGilton, and Guthrie back with her. Henderson and Hayward back at the half court. They try and lob it in to Hayward. Gets it over Jones. Hayward up into the front court, and she's going to be fouled by Badgley. Badgley went for the steal. Couldn't quite get it, and that'll send Monica Hayward to the line, shooting the 1-1. 18 fouls on the Glacier Bears.
It kind of goes back to the old adage, you make your free throws now, you're going to win the ball game.
Yep. I think if Monica can get one of these with a 5-point lead, it'll be tough for the Glacier Bears. First one's up. Ooh, she makes that one. So she's got 10. 5-point lead for the Mischiefs, 29.4 seconds left. The line for her second. This one off the rim. Jones down with the rebound. Glacier Bears need to hurry. Now is when they're going to have to start shooting the 3-point shots. Jacobson comes to Bauer. Back to Jacobson. She's way behind the 3-point line. Lets it fly off the back rim. Jones up with the rebound. No good. She's going to go to the line, shooting two fouls on Alicia Henderson. So this is when those free throws are going to really count. Two-shot opportunity, 18.4 seconds. Glacier Bears trailing by five. Need these 2 points here with the clock stop. Grace Jones at the line. Her first is, oh, rims in and out. That was almost there. Grace at the line for her second. Glacier Bears got to be ready to foul really quickly if anytime Metlakatla gets the ball. This one here is up and good, so Grace gets that one. She's got 10 points on the game. Nice game for her. That cuts the lead to four. And we got a timeout on the court.
Coach Elliott, he wants that timeout. He wants to be able to set it up so he can get good pressure, you know, on the girls here right away. You do that because then that gives your chance, the defense, to get set up. If you don't, they can take the ball out and get going before you really set things up. So
I think he wants to make sure that they know, too, that as soon as that pass, if you don't get a steal immediately, you've got a foul right away. They don't have the option to let any time run off the clock.
No, there's only 18.4 seconds left on the clock here. So, yeah, you're right there, Doug. They just can't wait too long. They got to go for the steal right away. Now, on the other hand, they can't allow the Mischiefs to go over the top and get an easy little alley-oop over the top here because they have been playing them pretty tight at the half-court line. And if those gals come towards the basketball and they get like Kaylee Smith, she's strong, she can alley-oop over the top, and then it's more like a foot race to the other end. So there's a lot of things can happen here in this last few seconds of the basketball game. But the Glacier Bear gals fought their way back into it.
Yeah, win or lose this one, they've got to be really proud of the effort they put forward here in the second half. And they've got, you know, this is a double elimination tournament, so they've got a game tomorrow regardless. And that's either one of those teams, Craig and Wrangell, are both teams that Haynes has beaten in the past. So now they stack three girls up front, and they've got Henderson way back at the half-court line. They get it into Wellington, McGilton, the Glacier Bears, and got three Glacier Bears fouling her. It looks like it was Badgley that probably got the foul.
She got whacked pretty hard in the chin here.
So that's going to be her second personal foul, and we're going to have Messerschmidt into the game for her.
It was nothing intentional. It just happened. They had her surrounded.
And so 16.1 seconds left. Wellington McGilton will be going to the line. It'll still be a one-on-one situation because there's only 19 fouls on the Glacier Bears. Metlakatla Mischiefs have two girls all the way back on the other side of half court.
She's scoreless in the game so far.
First one, back rim, no good, rebound, and the ball's going to be tied up, and the bonus goes to Metlakatla. Glacier Bears missed the opportunity there, didn't get the rebound off of that miss, so 13.9 seconds left. It's making it more difficult. Mischiefs looking for an inbound, looking for an inbound. They get it into Hayward. She's going to be fouled, misses the shot, but we got a foul on Grace Jones, and Monica Hayward's going to go to the line, shooting two. That'll be Grace's fourth personal foul. That'll be the 10th team foul on the Glacier Bears. Monica Hayward has a chance to seal this one here for the Mischiefs. Misses the first one.
Glacier Bears getting lots of opportunities.
Got the opportunities. They fought back. You know, they're down 21-3 at halftime. They came back and they had they tied it at 23 here in the fourth quarter, and then they've been outscored 5-1 since then. Used a lot of energy in that comeback. Second one is good. Now we got 9 seconds left. Glacier Bears need a quick shot here. First one's good for Libby Jacobson with three. Mischiefs don't have to really do anything with it. They got it in, and that's going to be the final score is 29 for Metlakatla, 27 for the Glacier Bears. Great second half effort for the Glacier Bears. Fell just a little bit short So they'll be playing at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning against the loser of the Craig Wrangell girls game for a chance to keep advancing on in this tournament. Real proud of the Glacier Bears and the hustle and the perseverance they had here in the second half. Quick scoring for the Glacier Bears. Jacobson with 3, Jones with 10, Bauer with 4, Swinton with 6, Badgley with 2, and Messerschmidt with 2. So we'll keep it short right here because we know KHNS Studios want to send us over to the Skagway girls game. Good luck to the Lady Panthers in their tournament, and we'll be back later today with Haynes boys on KHNS, and right now we'll be turning it over.